Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission proud to support the work of OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver as he looks for that next great variety coming out of the OSU wheat breeding program. We talked with Dr. Carver recently about that process that he takes to get to that right variety.
They've got to be able to take stress. You know, what we have to deal with in Oklahoma, and stress can mean a lot of different things. Of course, we've been dealing with a lot of drought stress, and so I've actually looked at that. You can pick them out by eyeball. Of course, then we have to use the numbers. We get the numbers in the summer, and I really go over through that. There's about 6 weeks in the summer where I just try to hide, just immerse myself in all the data, because I want to match that data with what I see in the field, you know, and I have some expectations. Some of those aren't ever met, but sometimes they are, and that's when you know you've got something good. But drought stress and disease stress and grazing stress, just anything that we can throw at it, and that's why it takes us a little bit more time, I think, than most programs to arrive at a final product.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, the latest report from the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer indicates that U.S. farmers' inflation expectations have subsided a little bit, while overall producer sentiment has also changed just slightly. The December barometer recorded a reading of 114, which is just 1 point lower than we saw back in November. Both sub-indices of the barometer, the Index of Current Conditions and the Index of Future Expectations, mirrored the slight decline, settling 1 point below their respective figures that we saw back in November of 112 and 115. Now, notably, farmers' inflation expectations for the upcoming year were markedly lower than those reported a year ago for 2023. This month's Ag Economy Barometer survey was conducted from December the 4th through the 8th. Farmers did report another improvement in their farm's financial performance during the month of December. The Farm Financial Performance Index saw a 2-point increase compared to the previous month, marking a continued positive trend. Since late summer, the index has climbed 11 points, and at year-end it was at 21 points above the low for 2023, which occurred back in May. The shift in farmers' perception of financial performance during the fall quarter corresponds with USDA's more optimistic 2023 farm income outlook released back late in November, which was $10 billion higher than the previous forecast. That's coming from Jim Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture. High input costs continue to be concerning for U.S. farmers, although a notable shift in concerns took place as 2023 unfolded, Mintert said. Farmers concerned about the risk of lower prices for crops and livestock increased from 16% of respondents in January to over one-fourth, 26% that is by December. Number three on the list of concerns for the upcoming year was rising interest rates, chosen by 24% of farmers in the survey. Producers in inflation expectations moderated, with 70% expecting inflation in 2024 to be less than 4%. Well, dry conditions continued across parts of the South, while heavy precipitation fell across places here in Oklahoma and parts of central and eastern Texas. Large parts of Texas and Oklahoma received between 2 and 5 inches of rainfall, which is 300 to 600% above normal. Isn't that great news? Average temperatures in the Midwest were well above normal, as many as 10 to 25 degrees higher than typical temps, which we all lived through in December. It was a strange December this year. Much of the region also received above normal precipitation, especially along the western parts of the region, where the heaviest amounts reached 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, anywhere from 1 to 3 inches above normal. The above-normal precipitation helped alleviate longer-term precipitation deficits in the region. Heavy rain fell over much of the eastern high plains, where rainfall totals were greater than 600% of normal. Exceptional drought was improved in eastern Nebraska as well. Precipitation fell in most of the southwest, while the western U.S. remained status quo. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.